for it. Book of Exodus, chapter 34. Maybe we'll start reading verse number 28. Exodus chapter 34, verse number 28. The Bible said here, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of a covenant, the Ten Commandments. It came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. It said there in verse 29, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, leaving the presence of the Lord. That's where the Lord had just met with him. It came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of the testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. And read just a little more, real quickly. Book of Matthew, chapter 19. You'll know these scriptures, I'm sure. Matthew chapter 19. Verse number 21. Amen. Matthew chapter 19, verse number 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Would you stretch your hand this way? Let's pray that the Lord help us. Gracious Lord and loving Savior, I do thank you for your presence. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for the opportunity and the privilege of standing where we stand. And we know, Lord, that it is a responsibility that we thank you that you have blessed us to have. My feebleness is before me. I know that. I pray for your anointing. I pray for your unction. I pray for your inspiration. Move upon us. Meet with us in these altars. Let your spirit move among us and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. If the Lord will help us for just a little while, I'd like to preach to us just a simple message on how will you go away? How will you go away? They sing a song sometimes, different ones. It says something like this, it always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. We could say without a doubt there is nobody that has ever had such an impact on everybody he came into contact with than Jesus Christ the righteous. I believe you could say that when the Lord's presence comes among us, it absolutely demands a response. Now we read about Moses here, and what a story it is. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to come up into the mountain, and there I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock, and I'm going to cause my glory to pass by you. And that's exactly what the Lord did. He took Moses up into a place no different than just when Brother Rocky Kirk was singing. And God's glory began to pass by that place in so much that when he came down, I want you to understand that. The Lord's already passed by. His glory has already been seen. That power tower has already been felt. As it said in one place, that mountain was all together on a smoke, and he came down, and all he's got is a testimony of what happened on top of that mound. He comes down talking to all of Israel. He finds Aaron, and he finds the other children of Israel, and he's telling them, I was up there on the mountain, and God gave me this testimony. He gave me this law. And the Bible said that while he talked with them, that behold, his face did shine, and it did radiate. They could tell he's been in the presence of the Lord. He's not there now. The Lord's already passed by, but this man is still excited. This man is still thrilled in the very depths of his soul. It always makes a difference when Jesus passes by. I thought about today as I was praying and trying to seek the Lord. I went outside for a little bit this morning, walked around. I thought about them two men on Emmaus Road. Walking there, and Jesus comes, joins himself unto them, and they don't really know that that's Jesus. And he begins to preach. He begins to teach. He begins to quote the word of the Lord unto them, beginning at Moses and going through all the prophets. He told them all the things in the scriptures concerning himself. They drew nigh to their house and they asked him, come in and eat bread with us. He went in there. He said the blessing. He broke the bread and he gave it unto them. And the Bible said their eyes were opened, and then he vanished out of their sight. And the Bible said they rose up, went running to the disciples. The Lord is risen indeed. Where he's at, I don't know. He vanished, but he touched our hearts. Our hearts were burning. Our souls were thrilled. Hear me, church. There ain't nothing like when the presence of the Lord comes into a service. It touches and changes, lifts up and encourages and blesses his people. I wouldn't trade nothing for the look on Brother Sloan's face this morning. I leaned over to you and I said, he's a wanting to get down there with his daughter so bad he can't stand it. Somebody else would move and somebody else would grab her and hug her neck, and I'd see him take a step, and then he'd take a step back, and I'd see him take a step. Even after the blood had done been applied, I still seen the glory of the Father on your face. Even after the service had done been dismissed, I heard people out in the fellowship hall saying, we've been praying for that for years. Wouldn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? This good Bible said, when anybody even thinks or talks about the name of the Lord, it is recorded in a book of remembrance. Oh, when he was there, didn't he touch our hearts? Oh, when he was there, didn't he move in our souls? It was truly goodness and mercy overflowing. Never a man spake like this man. A woman's in a town. She didn't have a good past. She knew she didn't have nothing to brag about in her past. She's down there and she's in that town. And she's talking to people saying, come. See a man that a little while ago was talking to me. And he's not talking to me now. But I still feel the effects of him talking to me a little while ago. And I don't know, but I know for sure that tonight when I lay down, I'm still going to feel the effects of that man talking to me. I know next week, I'm still going to remember. I went down to the well with a water pot. I wanted something to drink. And there sat a Jew. And I'm a Samaritan. And he looked at me and said, give me a drink. And he said, I said, how is it that thou, being a Jew, talks to me, who am but a Samaritan? And he looked back and he said, woman, if thou knewest
that's the gift of God and who it is. I never shall forget the day when Jesus saved me. I never shall forget the day when He touched me.
Woo, hallelujah. Jesus goes in a boat over to a coast of the Gadarenes. And as soon as He stepped off the boat, behold, there met Him a man whose dwelling was in the tombs, who often having cut himself, who often being bound with chains and fetters, society just wanted to put Him away. Don't know what to do with Him. And it'll be best if our children just don't never have to see Him. It'll be best if our wives just don't never have to get around Him. Just bind Him. And the Bible said He would break them chains and them fetters and cast them asunder. And He came unto Jesus and His words were, Master, hast thou come to torment us before our time? And Jesus began to talk to that old boy. I wish we knew everything that he said. And the men of the town come out. And the Bible said, behold, the man who had been wild, he sit clothed and in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus is getting on a boat. He's fixing to leave. And that man's right behind him. Where are you going? I'm going to follow you. And Jesus said, no, sir. You go home. And you tell your family what great things God has done for you. And he did just that. He went home saying, Mama, children, brother, sister. It was a long time ago. And he's gone. I don't know where he's sailed to. But he changed me. Thank God. I still feel His touch. I still feel His power. He is almighty.
Mary Magdalene,
how bad do you have to be to have seven devils? What does your life manifest if you have seven devils? What kind of things do your hands do if you have seven devils inside of you? They crucified Jesus, the one who cast all of that out of her. I want you to understand, his mouth can't say anything else. They've laid Him in a tomb, rolled a great stone to the mouth of it. His eyes can't look at her anymore. He can't hear a word she says anymore. They crucified Him. But early one morning, about the breaking of dawn, two women, and one of them is that Mary, went out to the tomb alone. They were going to anoint Jesus with spices that day. Why were they doing that? He passed by me one time. He passed by me one time. He was talking about broken homes this morning. I'm from a broken home. But I'll never forget the day. I'll never forget the time that Jesus passed by his whole broken life right here. And He put it together. It's been many years ago since the Lord saved me. But if I think about it, it is just as fresh. Hear me. That's why the Bible said, the blessings of the Lord, they are renewed daily. If I just get to thinking about His visit and His touch, it's fresh again.
We could go on and on about people that the Lord passed by.
One man came to Jesus, Nicodemus. When you going to go here and preach? I'm absolutely ashamed. Don't want nobody to know. But I have been hearing a lot about it. So when it gets dark, I'm going to sneak over there to where I know he's camped out. Talk to me, Master.
Yeah, that's what he did.
And he got to talking to him. Nicodemus, you must be born again. How can I enter the second time into my mother's womb? Nicodemus, he that's born of the flesh is flesh, but he that's born of the Spirit is Spirit. How can these things be? But one of the men that helped bury the Son of God. One of them was Joseph of Arimathea. There's another one there that was helping in that process. This ain't going to be in a night time. It's going to be in a broad daylight. But I ain't ashamed because I remember the night. I remember the darkness of the night that while he talked, my heart was burning. While he talked, my soul was burning. There ain't nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. There ain't nothing like feeling the touch of the Almighty. This man went about doing good. He's passed by you. You ain't never forgot it. Jesus said unto him, it said right above that, you can read it. And Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Master, what must I do? The Lord's passed. He told one man, thou art not far. Can you feel when you're close to the kingdom of God? You better believe you can. It was more than just words saying, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. The Word was made flesh. The man that could save was the one talking to him. Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And the same man that made Moses glow and shine and radiate, the same man that made Mary Magdalene run to the tomb, this man's in the same presence. This man is with the Lord. And the Bible said, when he went away sorrowful. Hear me, the Lord's in this place. You're either going to leave full of Him, or you're going to leave grieved. That's why the Lord said, grieve not, grieve not, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. I hear. I sleep, but my heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks. You may not hear that, but you will feel it. Saying, open to me. My love, my dove, my undefiled. And she said, I smelled him. Oh, hallelujah. Even when I was lost, it felt good to be in His presence. And then the Bible said, she said, I will arise and open unto my beloved. And she rose up and opened the door, and behold, my beloved was gone, and he had withdrawn himself. And I want you to read what she said here. My soul failed me. Just a few minutes ago, he was feeling so good, but when he left, my soul failed me, because I realized I was that close. He was right there. Hear me, there ain't no need in this church tonight for not one person to leave here not being sure in your heart. There ain't no sense in one person leaving this place not being settled in your soul. How will you go away? It's going to be some. Leave this camp meeting. Say hallelujah. But tell
others. And he said, I was so close. I could have got help. I could have got blessed. I could have got saved.
If my wife would get us a song. I refreshed myself today reading about Pilate. Pitiful, ain't it? I don't like being in the Lord's presence this way. His wife comes to him. She says, I have suffered many things. I'm under conviction, husband. If I could say that this way, honey, I'm under conviction. I see his face when I close my eyes. I hear him talking when I close my eyes. I dream about an altar call. I dream about an altar song when I close my eyes. And the Bible said Pilate sought for a way. Can I let this man go? Don't that sound like an altar call to you? Sought for a way. I really want to go down there. I really do. God, you know my heart. I want to go down there. I want to get saved. I don't want to keep living like I'm living. This is miserable. This is absolutely miserable. And he sought for a way. He sought for a way to deliver them. But he gave into the will of the people and got that basin. You don't want to live your life washing your hands in a basin. You don't want to live your life walking away from Jesus and turning back, looking at his face as tears stream. And he said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Condemned to crucifixion. And they're marching him out. There's a whole boy over there. Just denied him. 3 times. And on his way out, you can read it in that book. And he beholding Peter. You think his eyes wasn't red? I love that old boy. He was a fisherman. It's a raincoat fisherman. Peter looked at him and went away from his presence and wept bitterly. It's much better to leave this church tonight and go in that fellowship hall with joy in his heart right here than it will be to go out there thinking everybody's looking at me. I've been there. God help me, I've been there. When I didn't pray in a service, and I knew everybody knew. I knew. Everybody knew I should have prayed. And I left there sorrowful. I left there heavy. I left there low. I had to drag myself in the bed. I had to pull the covers up over my head and scream it in my mind. Was God was dealing with you? God was talking to you. You know when the Lord talks to you. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared. Now Jesus cometh unto his disciples walking on the water. Listen. And would have passed by them.
You don't have to let him pass by. We pastored down there in Flomington, Alabama, at our nursing home service, and I'm closing if you'll stand with us. There was an older lady, you could tell she had lived a rough life. God was a dealing in that service. They sung a song when I got through preaching. Oh, pass me not, O gentle Savior. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I was shaking hands with people in the nursing home, them elderly people. And that lady was in the middle of two people. I wasn't meaning no love. I shook this hand, and for some reason I went over and shook this hand. And she was crying, Brother Lord. Got my attention. Whatever she did, grabbed my arm, got my attention. And I looked down there, tears in her eyes, and she said these words. Don't pass me by. I don't want you to leave sorrowful. Don't do that again. In the name of Jesus. Don't do that again. While they sing, this altar's open. God's a dealing. You need to come. You need to come. We're all going to be out of His presence in just a little while. I don't want him to, Brother Kevin, but he's going to lift. Conviction's going to lift here in just a little bit. You're either going to leave happy or you're going to leave sorrowful. In the name of Jesus, while he sings, come, come, come. I want you to come. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, lost one. Come on, backslider. Come on, come on down here and let the Lord help you. Oh, you got so many witnesses. Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And they're all saying, it's the best of Jesus I ever made. Pray, church, pray, church. Come on, everyone that will, this altar's open. This altar's open. Come, everyone that will. He's a knocking. He's a knocking. Why don't you come, everyone that will? Let's find us a place. Pray, church. Oh, keep your mind on the Lord. Come on, friend. Come on down here. Let the Lord help you. You don't have to leave here with that heavy load. You don't have to leave here with that troubled mind. You don't have to leave here wrestling in your heart. You can get what you need in this service.
Wow. On others thou art come.
Come on, while these are praying, come. Come, while these are praying, join us.
Not pass me by.
Hallelujah.
let me act.
Oh, he's passing.
Of mercy. Find thy sweet.
Come, everyone that we
are.
Let's come on up here. Let's
all kneeling there in deep contrition.
I want to leave him with the joy of the Lord.
My
I want to leave him with the strength of the
Almighty.
Oh, come on, friend. Come on, friend. There's some of these saints coming. Oh, but you're here right now and you're not right with God. You felt that knock on your heart. Oh, it's so easy. So easy for minds to start drifting in other places while saints are praying. But you need to pray too, friend. You need to pray too. How long has it been since you said, Lord, have mercy on me? Oh, come on. Come on. Don't walk out of here in your sins. Don't walk out of here in your sins. God's been merciful to you and he's reached for you. And as the Spirit said tonight in the company of everyone who heard it, he's knocked on your heart many times. How many times are you going to refuse him? Oh, he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. You don't let him in. After a while, he doesn't come around anymore. It's his mercy that he keeps coming back. It's his tender mercy and his loving kindness that he keeps showing up. He loves you. He knows what's going to happen if you don't repent of your sin. Why don't you come, friend? Come join these saints that are searching their hearts. Come join these saints that are searching their hearts. Come, friend. Oh, you know God dealt with you tonight. Why don't you step out? Pray, saints. Pray, saints. God's still dealing with somebody's heart in this building tonight. Oh, I've heard what the Spirit said. I know. Oh, you know, friend. You know. Sitting right there. You know tonight that you're not right. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? While the Spirit of God's dealing with your heart. Come on, friend. My God, my God, my God, my God.
Do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me.